President Bush is in Charlotte, North Carolina today at a community college in Charlotte. He's speaking about war, the war in Iraq, and foreign policy, and he also spoke about public opinion and his legacy.
I was going to tell you something about the presidency. You cannot make decisions based upon polls. You got to stand. I'm not trying to elicit applause here. I'm just trying to share with you what it's like as best I can to be your president, at least why I do what I do. And I'm the kind of fella that it's like the Social Security issue. You know, I say, well, you shouldn't have brought it up. You know, this and I can't live with myself if I see a problem and not willing to address it. I want, after 8 years, to be able to walk out of that office and say I did what I thought was right.
That is President George Bush speaking in Charlotte just a few moments ago. North Carolina Public Radio's Lauren Madelon was there. He's still there at Central Piedmont Community College. Joins us on the line now. Lauren, welcome.
Thank you very much, Frank.
What kind of reception did the president receive in that venue?
Well, bar for one question in which he was asked, wasn't he ashamed for having tapped the phones domestically, for having denied in the views of the person asking the question, the rights of women to an abortion? Was he ashamed for misleading the nation? Other than that one question, which was really quite a shock, the rest of the questions were softball questions. I don't think there's any other way to describe them. And in fact, two people stood up and said, I'm not going to ask you a question, sir. I just want to tell you what an honor it is to meet you, to be in your presence, and to tell you that myself, my colleagues, my friends, my family are praying for you at this difficult time in the nation's history.
So how did he answer the shame question?
Oh, okay. As one might expect. You know, you just heard in the clip that you just played him reiterating his stance, his conviction. And basically what he said was, I respect your right to your opinion, sir, but I checked with lawyers before we instituted domestic wiretapping. I also felt that we had to do it in the interest of the country. And having checked with my lawyers in Washington, and he sort of put an aside to Washington, sort of, you know, that Washington is full of lawyers, which draw a muted laugh from the crowd. He said, after checking with them, I was on firm legal ground. And he said, frankly, if I had to do it again, notwithstanding your opposition to it, sir, I would do it again, and I make no apology for it.
All right, well, that's not new. He talked about war and foreign policy. Anything new there?
I'm sorry, could you repeat it? The crowd is just going out. I apologize, Frank. Say that again?
Well, he talked about war and foreign policy. Did you hear anything new?
No, there was absolutely nothing new. What this was in fact, a reiteration for his rationale for staying the course. He did talk directly or address directly polls. There's a newest poll. There's been a slew of them recently, but the newest one, a Time Magazine poll, says that 37% disapprove of his job performance overall, 44% saying that they disagree with the way he's handled the war of terror, once a perceived Bush administration strength. He talked about them, and he said, and this is just about a verbatim quote, I will not bow to polls or focus groups. I will not in any way want to do anything but walk out of the Oval Office at the end of two terms and know that I did what was right. And when I feel that I'm doing something right, I will stick with it, notwithstanding what other people tell me. He made the case once again for the spread of democracy, calling the insurgency in Iraq a group of thugs and assassins. He said that to leave right now would be to submit to them, to prove their point that America is weak, and furthermore, it would represent to something that is tantamount to an insult to the families who've lost loved ones in Iraq. We heard absolutely nothing new. What we have heard really is
Lauren, I tell you what, you're starting to break up and we're having a little bit of a problem hearing you, so I'm going to thank you very much for joining us. Lauren Madelon, a reporter for North Carolina Public Radio at Central Piedmont Community College in Charlotte, where President George Bush has just delivered a speech. Coming up, what to do about illegal immigration. Stay tuned.